But I personally believe I've probably won more lawsuits and depositions, and by the way, lost more than I have in the courtroom, because things happen in deposition. You just don't. This last couple of weeks, I've taken about four of them. I think I've taken three and presented one witness. And the first thing you know going in is 80% of the time, you're going to have to deal with Rule 199.5 and 199.6 at some time in many depositions. Those are the rules on what objections you can make and how you handle it if you can't agree. The other thing you know is the witness is going to be prepared, as you just heard, very well in some areas. It's really kind of fun to question them about areas they haven't quite gotten prepared on. And then occasionally you get an exciting experience. I was in a deposition yesterday that I'd spent probably 4 or 5 hours getting ready for. I had requested a witness from one of my lawyers, a witness who would have talked to the truck driver the night of the accident, who was a safety person. And so that's what I prepared for. I got there, and there had been a mix-up someplace along the way. And this guy had talked to the driver, had taken a statement from him, was a supervisor, but was really not the witness that I had thought. He was not really a safety person. And he had merely taken a statement, and a safety person had told him what to do. So I thought, what the hell, I'm here anyway. And it was a fun deposition, and witnesses, both on the witness stand at trial and in depositions, tend to get fixated on something. Sometimes it's, I don't know.